Welcome to the 21st century. I will be your host for tonight's evening of entertainment, and if you don't mind, I'd prefer it if you turn off your phones. It's a security thing. I hear there's some Obama supporters in the audience tonight. This is the Drudge Report for the 13th of June, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I swear to God, if you give me that look one more time, I may just have to come over there and say hello, you sexy thing. Hello, welcome to Africa. That was shocking, even by my standards, which may even be considered, quote, African. Oh, how racist. Though it's comparable to the size of my penis. Insignificant and possibly prejudiced. President Obama and his family will be going to Africa later this month, but the trip won't be cheap. It's expected to cost American taxpayers $60 to $100 million, according to the Washington Post. Yes, in a time of trillion-dollar deficits, fiscal responsibility is like the child you left in the car in the middle of a scorching summer car park, to only realize that little Timmy has died from the perspiration as you get back from your five-hour binge on slot machines. However, the White House has ditched plans to include a Tanzanian safari after a reporter revealed that a team of highly trained snipers would accompany him in the wild. Let's hope no one gets hurt. Lol jokes. Welcome to the most destabilized continent in the world. It's no wonder Obama's leadership is a mess. Wait, what leadership? Hi, my name is Julius Reed. I'm 10 years old and I'm pretty. At least that's what it says on my Facebook profile. Information for corporations to simply buy off a prying surveillance state government. Though, forget the government for a second, because the surveillance of consumers has developed into a multi-billion dollar industry by largely unregulated companies that obtain information by scouring web searches, social networks, purchase histories, and public records, among other sources. Yes, how much more efficient must capitalism become? Basic age, gender, and location information sells for as little as 1/5,000th of a dollar per person, or 50 cents per 1,000 people, according to price details seen by the Financial Times. Information is the new commodity. It's unfortunate midget porn hasn't been able to spruce your failed marriage, though for 1/5,000th of a dollar, rectification comes cheap.
1 + 1 is 5. 5 + 5 is...
Is it the letter of the day? The power button on my remote? Sesame Street has created an online kit designed to help children cope with the emotional issues associated with having incarcerated parents. Yes, now your emotionally wrecked children can now seek comfort in a bunch of animated puppets. Don't get me wrong, but I'm fairly sure that's what crazy people with no jobs do. Nearly 2 million US children have a parent in prison, clearly the definition of a functioning society. Not to worry, because Elmo will replace your real father, and that's why school shootings happen.
I love you!
Yeah, cop that one, kids. Well, it happened. The human race went full retard for another momentary relapse. Though maniacal at best, reflects on the corruption that's inherent within a power-hungry society. The US, along with their coveted European allies, have concluded that Syria have used chemical weapons against Syrian rebels. Simply three words: military-industrial complex. McCain has said that as a result of this so-called atrocity, the US is to provide weaponry to Syrian rebels. The Middle East has now become a massive proxy war for the big players, and the Russians can't be too happy. The reason why Syria is so heavily contested is because the Russians don't want the US to control Syria, because it's a strategic location for energy pipeline and delivery, hence why the Russians have been so heavily involved in supporting the Syrian government regime. Currently, Russia has a huge stake in the region as a key exporter of energy to Europe. Open up Syria, and Russia is no more. Chemical weapons, my ass. The only thing chemical is the bucket loads of cocaine these psychopaths binge on. Some call it comedy, but tragedy is all that blurs my vision. In the Los Angeles Unified School District, two perfect attendees throughout high school received brand new Chevrolet Sonics, priced at $18,000, for showing up to school every day. I mean, that's great and all, but who on earth is paying for this? The broke county government? The banks, who on serious leverage could implode at any minute? Oh, that's right, the taxpayer, meaning all of the above. I'll give you a moment to awe and disgust, precisely the 1 to 2 seconds between each news piece. The Supreme Court ruled Thursday that human genes cannot be patented, thank God. The problem with property rights is that they're just a false construct in your head. No one truly owns anything. It's merely a byproduct of society. If anything, the universe and the nature of its laws own us. Don't assume arrogance when you're not even an electron in size compared to the vast wealth of space that consumes us. Think big, but not alone. I love white people. At least that's what Matt Drudge would prefer me say. The white share of the US population has dropped to historic lows, to only 63% of the total US population. This ties in with the fact that for the first time in more than a century, deaths outpaced births among the white American population, and that the nation's total minority population grew 21 times faster than whites. As the conservatives would say, we should probably start building a fence around those with skin any darker than the white patch above Hillary Clinton's vagina. Almost half, or 49.9% of the nation's children younger than 5, were minorities as of July 1st. In fact, it's estimated that the white majority in the US will be gone by 2043. Fear and monger, or as the Hispanics like to say, where's my welfare? Ratings for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals hit a 16-year high overnight, which is up over 100% from the last year's Game 1. For those who don't know, I'm referring to the game of ice hockey, in which testosterone-deficient men beat the crap out of each other, because clearly the skating isn't fun enough. It really should be changed to the game of ice, in which men eat shards of methamphetamine and are forced to knock the teeth out of the opposing team, though realistically, the difference is negligible. I love a good joint before bed, not to mention the arm cutting and the heroin overdose. Thankfully, DC residents can now apply for a medical marijuana card. Got the cold? Here's an ounce of weed. Hey, I hear you've got a massive tumour in your brain. Don't worry, here's an inconspicuous doobie I rolled earlier. Lung cancer? Clearly, you haven't been smoking enough. It's time for that stupid part of the news again. You know, all 1,008% of it. A 17-year-old boy is on life support after nearly drowning in a public pool with, you guessed it, 4 lifeguards on duty. I mean, I too slack off on the job, seeing as this show is technically a daily release. Though, what choice is there really for a listener dying for the most sardonic humour on the market? At least a drowning boy has time to fix all his problems in heaven. However, the crazy train doesn't stop there. In Ohio, a boy has admitted to fatally shooting his mother in the head with a rifle when he was 10 years old after they argued over chores. The boy is now 13, or in African terms, where's Coney when you need him? Why do the dishes when you can just kill the source of all your cooked food? The Americans will get it eventually. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, aka Hero of the Day, has come out claiming that the US has been hacking Hong Kong and China for years. Now Chinese politicians demand answers. Well, it's as simple as creating your own secret surveillance program, albeit the dodgy Chinese ripoff entitled FloorNet. It runs on a computer featuring a single Pentium 4 processor, featuring a whopping 256 megabytes of RAM. It's capable of recording one phone call at a time, as long as it's a phone within the building the computer is located in, and no more than 20 meters away of said computer. Sorry, China, please don't extradite me once you become the next world superpower, assuming social unrest via US inflationary policies haven't ravaged you by then. I've got nothing against black people. In fact, they seem to have more against themselves. Just days after the superstar rapper 2 Chainz was robbed at gunpoint in San Francisco, the obvious synonym for failure has been arrested at an LA airport for possession of marijuana, among other substances. Who knew that stupidity came so readily to the news-consuming masses? According to Capitalism, if I name myself 3 Chainz, innovation will have already won the day. Lastly, the world's favourite man, Rupert Murdoch, has filed for divorce from his wife, Wendy Deng Murdoch, this morning. Apparently, she no longer loves him long time, though I'm sure she'll be mighty pleased as she walks off with a metric shit ton of cash. Rupert and Wendy were married on his yacht in New York Harbour in June 1999 after Murdoch's ex-wife, which received $1.7 billion or $110 million in cash, divorced. Now it's time to relive the farce, you old sack of crap. Though at the ripe age of 120 million, what more is there really to look forward to in life except a bit of Asian poontang? This has been the Drudge Report for the 13th of June 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and it's not considered a sickness if you can't even pronounce lymphanzomyomyomutosis. In fact, it's probably best you just die.